From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Much of Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States, is underwater. And the governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott, says more incredibly heavy rain is on the way. It will come from the tropical storm system that hit the Gulf Coast on Friday as Hurricane Harvey. Rising water chased thousands of people to rooftops or higher ground and overwhelmed rescuers trying to keep up with the constant calls for help. The downpours have turned some streets into rivers that are navigable only by boat. At least two deaths have been reported so far, a total that is likely to climb. VOA's Celia Mendoza said Sunday from Houston that everything is closed. It's impossible not to feel overwhelmed, she said. President Trump will visit the disaster area Tuesday, but White House officials said that visit will take place only if it is clear that the trip will not disrupt relief efforts. The latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center warned of unprecedented and catastrophic life-threatening floods across southeast Texas. The National Weather Service said the breadth and intensity of this rainfall is beyond anything experienced before. Through the next several days, some areas of the storm zone can expect a total of more than 125 centimeters of rain. Tornadoes are also likely. The White House said President Trump led a cabinet meeting about the storm disaster on Sunday and that he said he expects all federal agencies to stay fully committed to helping state officials. This is VOA News. A suicide car bomber attacked a market in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 13 people and wounding many more. The attack in Helmand Province's Nawab district targeted a military convoy. Most of the victims were Afghan soldiers and police. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump, who has faced criticism over his response to a recent white nationalist rally in Virginia, quote, speaks for himself on his values. Tillerson, appearing on Fox News Sunday, made the comment when asked about Trump's reaction to the rally, in which Trump blamed, quote, many sides for the violence that erupted in the city of Charlottesville. Asked if he was separating himself from Trump on the matter, Tillerson simply said, I have spoken, I have made my own comments as to our values in a speech I gave to the State Department this past week. India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states. The police are preparing for the sentencing on Monday of a self-styled godman whose followers went on a rampage Friday after he was convicted of rape. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult, called Dera Sacha Sauda, has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned gas stations and train stations and torched vehicles after a local court found Singh guilty of raping two women in a case from 2002. Pakistani police used tear gas and batons to disperse anti-U.S. protesters in the southern port city of Karachi Sunday. Police said they took action when a group of Shiite students tried to march toward the U.S. consulate. And the death toll in ongoing clashes in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine state has climbed now to at least 96, as thousands of Rohingya Muslims have been trying to cross to neighboring Bangladesh. The total includes at least 80 insurgents and 12 members of the security forces. Fighting between the military and hundreds of Rohingya continued Saturday with the fiercest clashes near the major town of Mangdaw, according to locals and government sources. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.